Hello, my name is Hunter Dusing, and I'm here on a podcast for the Shelton School. And I am joined right now by Shelton sophomore Christian Vallade. Say hello, Christian.
Hi there.
And I'm joined by his father, Don Vallade, as well.
Hello, Hunter.
So, Don, I was informed that Christian was going to be missing a week of school coming up, and I just wanted you to sort of introduce the plan here that you approached.
I do think it's kind of funny, you know. I sent an email to Suzanne Stahl saying, "Hey, can Christian miss the first week of school?" And she said yes. So it's a pretty special reason why that we get to do that. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us why, Christian?
Well, as a lot of people in my grade know, me and my family, we're from Denmark, and some people think I talk about it too much, but during the Second World War, my great-grandfather was the Vice Admiral of the Danish Navy, and on August 29th, 1943, the Germans, they took over the government and gave no military power whatsoever to the Danes. And as a result, he sent out the orders to scuttle the Danish fleet so the Germans could not use them in their war effort.
So. He also sank those ships in his own harbors, so the Nazis couldn't use the harbors either. Mm-hmm. So he was eventually arrested and held, and my mother actually went into hiding, so they couldn't use the children as pawns in the Nazi schemes.
So he not only prevented the Navy from being used, but even the resources, just the harbors themselves. Mm-hmm. So he was arrested. What happened after that in his story?
There's a lot to the story. I mean, it kind of keeps on going on and on and on.
Oh, I'm sure.
But, you know, as Christian was saying, the 75th anniversary is on Wednesday, next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so we've been invited to go to Denmark for a memorial service. So in Denmark, the 29th is always the scuttling of the fleet day. It's actually a national holiday there.
Oh, so this is a national holiday. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
So we actually have an invitation from the government of Denmark and the Queen of Denmark to be at this event. So it's not only Christian and I, but it's 10 other people from my family. And then there's about another 25, 30 other family members that are from Denmark that will also be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Denmark before?
I believe I went to Denmark the first time when I was 8 years old, and I just fell in love with it at that point. I mean, the architecture and just the people in general. And this time it'll be my fourth trip there. It's just a great place.
Yeah, because it seems like your family has such a strong connection with the history of the country. That's mm-hmm. that's really amazing. And so you're taking a week off of school to go on this trip. How do you see this as being a learning experience for you as you further your education, being a student of history?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as time goes on and we hear these stories about our ancestors, little bits and pieces get lost from the stories that can somewhat be crucial. So it's good to get in touch with people who are actually there or friends and family and learn different pieces about what actually happened.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there's something about going to a place where something happened mm-hmm. and witnessing it. Yeah. And just, I've taught subjects like the Civil War a lot, and I taught mm-hmm. Gettysburg, and I learned a lot about Gettysburg, but I didn't know as much about it mm-hmm. until I actually went. And it just, mm-hmm. The experience of the experiential learning that goes in there is so valuable.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned to me that there was going to be an assignment you were going to carry out with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the price he's got to pay. Take a week off.
You don't just get a week off from school now.
Yeah, since I'm taking this trip, I think it's pretty fair that I write a report on it. So it'll be interesting, though, and I'm happy to share it with my teachers.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is going to plan to go into this report? Are you going to write a paper or photographs? Or
I'll probably add some pictures in there of the actual location where it all went down. Mm-hmm. And at the location, there is a bust of my great-grandfather there. So I'll probably get a couple photos of that as well, and maybe where he was buried. But I hope it'll turn out good.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it will. Mm-hmm. you've given. I've seen you give pretty stellar presentations in the past.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to add, Don?
I'm just looking forward to the adventure.
When you guys get back, I want to do another sit down where we talk a little more in depth
definitely.
About it.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
But I'm so glad that we can take this family experience, mm-hmm. and you can go out there, learn about it, and bring it back and share mm-hmm. it with us.
Yeah. And thank you for letting us go.
Yeah. Thanks you so much for coming, guys.
No problem.
Anything else?
That'll do it, Hunter. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.